You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome onto this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. My name is Brad Brown. We've got the coach, Lindsay Parry, with us once again. And thanks for all the love after the last podcast. Apparently, I'm not a moron, Lindsay. That's people understand that it doesn't snow yet, so they get me.
I know you were putting spice on the rice. I just thought it would be fun to poke the bear.
Right, question from Chantel. Chantel says, I need some advice. After attending months of the live strength sessions with Coach Shona and Devlin, I recently started a new job and have had two really bad weeks. Late nights and long days at the office have meant that I could still work in a run here and there, but the strength sessions have been harder to achieve. Even the number of runs have been less. Do I start over, or how do I pick up after having a two-week break like this from a strength and a run perspective?
So it really depends on how long you have been consistent for up to this point. I think in this instance it was a month.
No, she said months.
Months, yeah.
So lots of time.
Yeah, so look, then 2 weeks means you really haven't missed a lot, and you've not done nothing. You've done a little bit, perhaps not as much as you would have liked to. So I'd be quite comfortable in this instance that you could pretty much jump in where you left off. The elastic starts to really stretch at about 3 weeks, and then from 4 weeks of inconsistency, I would say we need to take almost 2 weeks back from where we were and just build up a little bit over 2 weeks to get back to the starting off point. And really, the longer you are out, the further back you want to go and the easier you want to take it, especially for the first 2 weeks. So again, you know, even if you missed 6 weeks for some other reason, yes, you're going to lose a lot of fitness. Yes, you are going to lose a lot of strength, but you're not going to lose all of it. And because you hopefully before that were fairly consistent, it generally takes then not quite as much time as you were out to get back to where you were out. Of course, when you have peak fitness, it's a different story. And the formula we use there at peak fitness is that it will take you at least double the time that you missed to get back to peak fitness. So yeah, in this instance, 2 weeks of missed training, not the end of the world. I'd maybe leave out any high intensity sessions just for the first week, but you can more or less just get back on the program.
Brilliant stuff. Chantel, great question. Thank you for sending that one through. And best luck with a new job. And we hope to see you in the strength class as soon as, again as well. Lindsay, thanks for your time today.
Cool. Cheers, Brad.
Brad here again. Before I go, if you're peri or postmenopausal, then join sports scientist and head of the female athlete program here at coachparry.com, Shona Hendricks, in our upcoming Running Through Menopause Masterclass. If you'd like to recover from sessions quicker, not feel fatigued or tired all the time, run pain and injury free, improve your endurance, and of course, run faster to and through menopause, then head over to coachparry.com/menopause or simply click on the link in your podcast player now.